Thank you very much. What am I going to say now? Well, first off, come out here. This is Luis Reyes. Why don't you meet my friend? And if I'm going to teach you one thing about network marketing that was taught to me by Tom Chenault, who I'm sure has already left the room, because that's what he does as soon as he speaks. He's somewhere else. He taught me to care about people and find out their story. And when I asked Luis about his story, I asked him, why are you doing Young Jet? And he shared with me that he wanted to bring his family to America. And every time I see him, I always ask, how close are we to this? Because it's a we thing now. And I get very emotionally touched by this. Like I got touched by Martha there in the front row. And it's going to happen soon, like this year at Christmas, we think, right?
That's my goal.
So when you know your team and you love your team and you know why they're here and you know what they're struggling for, how do you not work hard for people like Luis, who is so wonderful? I want you to know your team, and I want you to give up for Luis because he's working hard for something very, very, very important. Thank you. Thank you. I had to say that. So. All right, now I got to do my stuff. I'm going to cry. That's what I do a lot of. My kids are grown up. I cry for everybody's kids now. Thank you for putting a picture of my father there. That's great. Okay. How do I make this thing go forward? That's the problem. Well, somebody's... Lewis, I just complimented you. Make the thing go forward. I remember when my wife told me we were about to have our first child. I was excited as beyond belief because I always really wanted to be a dad. And you start getting a lot of self-assessments at that time. And one of my self-assessments would be, would I be a good father? And you start asking yourself, what does a good father look like? And I'm not saying physically, but mentally. And I realized I wasn't very happy in my life. I was making money, but I wasn't very happy in my life. So if you're not happy in your life, as Scott Verdula said yesterday, you're probably not going to be a good husband. And at some point, you're not going to be a good father. And at some point, you're not going to be good for yourself. And a lot of us at some point in our life come to a conclusion at some point that we're on somebody else's wheel. We may own the store, but it's still a wheel. And we don't ever see an exit from the wheel. And you get depressed. And you get angry. And you feel you've been lied to. And you feel you've been let down. And you feel like there's no hope to change where you're at. How many of you have been there? God, I've been there. And I stayed awake at night, many a night, trying to figure out how I was going to change that. That's why I did my thing with my Scooby-Doo and stuff. I said, sleep. What does money mean? It means sleep. Because when you're not happy and you don't know how you're going to pay the bills or get from point A to point B, you don't sleep much. Because, as Dr. Luis will tell you a lot, you're in a place of purgatory inside your own body because you know you're supposed to be somebody and you're not. So what I want us to do here is work on some things that we can do to help you go become the person that truly you definitely want to be. A lot of you, like me, we're settling for what the world had given us. Try this for a little thing at home. Go to people at work and ask them how long have they been working at a place. They'll say, I don't know, 10 years, 12 years, 13 years. You must love working here to work there that long. Not really. Well, they must pay you a lot to work here if you don't love the place. Not really. Why are you here? I don't even really know. So what I want you to do, and we're going to do some exercises today on what to do in network marketing, and I feel like I have so little time because I want to teach you how to do what I do. Because ultimately, you flew across the country to become good at this. And you don't know how to be good at this. Tom told you about a $100,000 check and all kind of cool things, and you want that, but how do you get that? And yet you get excited because you see people, but you say, how do I connect me to that? I don't know what to do. What is it that these people do? It's my friend Al in the room here. Al Palmieri, I don't know if he's in the room here. And by the way, a lot of my friends aren't. Is Al here? Al. I love Al. Some people say, oh, Al is crazy. He's nuts. He was number one on the CEO leaderboard. You should be a little more nutty. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, you should. So let's get to some slides here. Or not, I'll just do a floor show for you, because I can keep going. But what I came to the determination was that something in my life had to change. And that change had to be me. Because the world wasn't going to change. And if I expected my mom to be different, my dad to be different, the world to be different, it was not going to happen. The only person I could work on to be different was me. And that's a horrible problem to have, and a great problem to have. It's a horrible problem because you can't blame everybody else for your problems. You can't blame the world for your problems if you're your problem. So you can't defer it. I can do that. I can do that. So why are we here? But before I go on that slide, I'm going to tell you this. The good thing about knowing you're the problem is you can fix that. You can fix you. At least a little bit each and every day. And trust me, when you hear me talk, and you hear Tommy talk, and you hear other people talk, not Dr. Lewis, he's fantastic. When you hear the rest of us talk, you go, they ain't so bright. They ain't so amazing. They can get it done. I can get it done. So why are you here? I said it on stage, on the big stage before. You're here because you want to change your life. And the first part about changing your life is admitting it to yourself. You can't change what you don't know is broken. You can't fix what you don't admit is not working for you. So some of you are here and listening to this stuff like it's like a lecture. And it's like, oh, that's information, like calculus. Okay, that's interesting calculus. I don't need calculus. But I'll sit in the lecture because he's interesting. You need to understand that you need to change something. I don't think any of you would be here in this particular classroom when they're surely doing a botanical something somewhere else, right? There's somebody giving you a lecture on the molecular structure of DNA in another room right now. So if you chose to be in this room, it's because my guess is you would like a bigger check. Am I right? All right. So the first place a bigger check starts is right here. Because a lot of you would say, I would like a bigger check.